Tender is the Night by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Read by Mark Young. Already with thee, tender is the night, but here there is no light, save what from heaven is with the breezes blown, through verdurous glooms and winding mossy ways. Ode to a Nightingale. To Gerald and Sarah, Many Fates. Book 3. Chapter 1. Frau Kather Gregorovius overtook her husband on the path of their villa. "How is Nicole?" she asked mildly. But she spoke out of breath, giving away the fact that she had held the question in her mind during her run. Franz looked at her in surprise. "Nicole's not sick. What makes you ask, dearest one?"
"You see her so much. I thought she must be sick."
"We will talk of this in the house." Kather agreed meekly. His study was over in the administration building, and the children were with their tutor in the living room. They went up to the bedroom. "Excuse me, Franz," said Kather, before he could speak. "Excuse me, dear, I had no right to say that. I know my obligations, and I am proud of them, but there is a bad feeling between Nicole and me."
"Birds in their little nests agree," Franz thundered, finding the tone inappropriate to the sentiment. He repeated his command in the spaced and considered rhythm with which his old master, Dr. Daimler, could cast significance on the tritest platitudes. "Birds in their nests."